But when you get full of God, He indwells your innermost being and your personality. And they'll see the gentleness, the love, the kindness. Keep going. So that Christ may do what? Dwell in your hearts. How? Through your faith. And you may have, having been deeply what? Rooted and securely what? Grounded. How? I'm not going to turn there, but I'm going to just quote it for time's sake. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, love never fails. So what is that saying? If God will dwell in you, deeply rooted in you, and securely grounded in you in love, what did that say? I won't fail in life. I don't care what comes at me. People got so shook up over Kobe, like he was a god. They run scared. They did. But he's a devil that's been defeated before he showed up. You stand your ground. I don't care if you do get attacked. You stand your ground. Having done all. I could read you a story. Read you a scripture. Epaphroditus was attacked, and Paul said he almost died. And God had mercy on him and healed him. So you're not the only one get attacked. There's people in the Bible days that, as Paul and them were preaching, people got attacked by the devil. But God delivered them, and He delivered me, and He delivered you. And we're here still. You know what killed people? They were full of fear. Fear killed you. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to try this side over here. That fear would kill you if you let it run its course. But when fear shows up, tell it what, talk to him like the word said. God didn't give you to me, so get. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. He didn't give it to you. So you tell it and do it like you do a dog trying to ease up to get. Get. You know what fear do? I'm telling you what it worked. You know you have a choice. Are y'all listening to me? Do you not know you have a choice? You can choose to fear or you can choose not to fear. You can choose to be afraid. Just because fear comes, you don't have to accept it. Just because trouble comes to your life, you don't have to accept it. You can resist it. That's where it comes in, fighting a good fight of faith. Let me go on. Got another part I want to get to. Hallelujah. Are you hearing or getting anything? Securely and grounded in love. Keep going. Be fully what? Capable of comprehending with all saints. See, when you're grounded in love, rooted and grounded in love, you're fully capable of comprehending with all saints, all the saints. See, you won't be talking about a black saint. You won't be talking about a white saint, a Jewish saint, or Asian saint. You won't talk like that. You'll comprehend with all saints, because you know everybody born again is a saint. Washed in the blood. Skin color had nothing to do with it. You just happen to be in a dark skin or light skin. Everyone of y'all got nose on your face, got ears beside your head, got teeth in your mouth, got eyes, eyeballs. If something's wrong with you. You ever noticed, you look at a person's skin color, you look at them, they got two ears. They got a nose. They walk like you do. Maybe different shapes and sizes. But we all function the same way. Two hands, two arms. Can't you see how the devil try to hoodwink us? But he can't do it. He's too dumb for us. We are a new creature. We know who we are. And so we are fully capable of comprehending with all who? Saints. With all the saints. God's who? God's people. And then we'll be able to grasp how wide, the width, the length, the height, the depth of the love of Christ. Ooh, that means. Fully what? Experiencing that amazing, endless love. Keep going. And that you may come to know. There were some things in days past I didn't know. But once I come to know God, who he is, I just walk right up in the throne room, go right up in the throne room. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Father. Thank you. I talk to him like I talk to another person. You know why? Because he's just as real or more real. I don't stand outside banging on the door. God, can I come in? Can I come in? I've already told you. He already told me. He said, come boldly to the throne. He didn't say, stand outside the door and knock. Are y'all hearing me? Y'all act like I'm preaching foreign stuff. He said, come boldly to the throne. That means he loved me. He want me in. He want me to come in. And he want me to talk to him and not talk sideways. You know what I mean by talking sideways, roundabout? No, God, Father, you know this is going on in my life, and you didn't create me like this. And I show me how to. I need some help here. Ooh, boy, have I ever got some help! All right, I thought I could be real simple. But apparently, anyway, I believe we're doing it. Are you getting it? And he that, and now watch it, that you may come to know practically through what? Personal experience. I have had a personal experience with God. If you haven't had one, we're going to help you have one today. Personal experience, the love of Christ, which far surpasses what? Mere knowledge. It goes beyond just regular knowledge. I know I'm in the building. I know there's a door over there. I know I got a car out there. I know I can drive it home. This goes far beyond that. It goes past mere knowledge. For what reason? Without experience. That you may be what? Be filled up through your what? Through your being to all the fullness of God. Can you imagine what's it like to be filled? He wouldn't have put it in there if he didn't want you full of him. All the fullness of God. So that you may have what? The richest experience. Keep going. That anymore? Yeah. Of God's what? Present in your life. Completely filled and flooded with God himself. Tell me, what devil can mess with that?